From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Communities across Georgia, including Atlanta and Dublin, are canceling their St. Patrick's Day festivities. Plans for Savannah's iconic parade are also on hold. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Tens of thousands of people typically pack Savannah's streets for the St. Patrick's Day parade and partake in the days-long festival. That sort of crowd makes disease transmission more likely. Mayor Van Johnson says the decision to postpone wasn't easy because St. Patrick's Day is synonymous with Savannah.
Emotions are high. That's understandable. I mean, we get it. In the end, public safety has to come first.
Johnson says the city is still open for business. He says those who want to celebrate should take common sense precautions. If you're sick, the mayor says, stay home. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says media reports that a city employee has been diagnosed with COVID-19 are incorrect. The mayor spoke today during a live press conference with Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Bottom said Atlanta schools and city offices are still open, but she's working with leaders to plan ahead if needed. Mayor Bottoms quoted her grandmother in saying, "You don't worry until you have to."
The reality is that the vast majority of us have not been infected with this virus. But the best counter to what we are facing is preparation.
Mayor Bottom said Atlanta is a city of compassion and commerce, and that people should support the hospitality industry that's getting the hardest hit right now. This morning, state lawmakers passed a mid-year budget that includes $100 million for public health efforts to mitigate coronavirus. Macon Democratic Representative James Beverly thanked Governor Brian Kemp and House Speaker David Ralston for their leadership.
This coronavirus is a pandemic. We've never been through anything like this. And we're not sure what the outcome is going to be. But in a time like this, it is extremely important that we come together for the benefit of the members in this House.
You can find the latest stories about coronavirus in Georgia at gpb.org/virus.